And this is indeed Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, the last day before Ash Wednesday and Lent with all its fasting. In Metro Detroit, this is Punchki Day, the Polish Fat Tuesday. It goes back to the Middle Ages when you'd prepare for Lent by clearing your house and ridding it of lard and sugar and other goodies and make fat little fried donuts filled with sweet jams or creams. And just what possesses people to line up for hours in single-digit temperatures outside their favorite Hamtramck bakery?
Pushies, what else? Every last one of them. All of them.
My name is Kelly, and I live in Warren, Michigan. What brings me out here? I'm out here for Fat Tuesday for Pushki Day to get my pushkis for me and my mom.
All right, my name is Holly Payne. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I came in town with family and can't get a pushki in Anchorage, so I had to come down and get a real one.
My name is Rolf Mack. I live in Waterford, Michigan. You can't beat this pushki. That is why we're standing out. Usually we call them in. We forgot this year, thus the Arctic wear. Try to get only one dozen and come out with two. That's usually how it works.
And that is so true. And Hamtramck has also produced an interesting twist on the punchek, which is the singular of punchki, and that is booze. Mike Moyanis is co-owner of Smalls. It's the bar and music club on Conant, right in the heart of Hamtramck. He's the creator of the boozy punchki bomb. He joins us now from Smalls, which serves his punchki creation all day. So, Mike, if I line up at one of Hamtramck's bakeries, I'm going to get punchki with fruit and cream fillings. If I come to Smalls, what do I get?
Well, we have a few different flavors. I do custard, raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, and apple. But ours are infused with vanilla vodka.
Vanilla vodka. Now, yep. Where'd this idea come from?
One of the first punchki days we did here, we were kind of bored and sitting around and decided, I wonder how this would taste. And it was a pretty tasty treat, except we had the big punchkis at the time, so it soaked up too much booze. So I've since then made half-size punchkis from a bakery in Royal Oak called Herman's, and they do them perfect for me. So it's more like a two-biter thing. Like, you suck out the insides, basically, with the straw and take two bites, and you get a little booze and sugar in every bite.
All right. So you do. You use a straw to kind of suck out that. How do you get the vodka in?
I inject it. I inject it the night before, and then I top it off when people order them to order.
Just to get a little bit more. So I'm very interested in just how potent these little punchki bombs could be. I guess how many would I have to eat before I'd have to get an Uber?
Well, the dough kind of counteracts it. So it's usually people, you really can't have more than three or four probably. But there's a full shot in each one.
Have you tried any other flavored vodkas?
Yeah, well, we also do, I do raspberry and blueberry, and those go good with, you know, obviously blueberry and raspberry, but they go really good with the custard. We do Yeji if people ask for it, or Bailey's is a good one with the custard. And even you can even do Captain Morgan's with the apple one.
Okay. So really, the sky's the limit as far as being creative.
Yeah, well, we used to let people make their own decisions and do any combination, but when it's so busy, we had to limit it.
Well, and then speaking of busy, how many punchki bombs do you sell in an average punchki season?
55 dozen, usually before 5 o'clock. So, like, in 7 hours, we'll go through 55 dozen.
And you've been doing this a little while now, right?
Yeah, it's like our 11th year with the punchki bomb.
What were the initial reactions when people, that first year, when you said, you know, I'm bored, let's come up with this idea, and they came in and discovered, oh, my goodness, I can get a vanilla vodka punchki. What were people saying?
They loved it. It's nothing that we planned, like we were going to, like, this is going to be our signature thing, but everybody loved it, and then the word started spreading, and people coming in going, what is this punchki bomb? And media got a hold of it a little bit, so that's definitely helped. There's been videos of me and different interviews I've done over the years that keep popping up every season, so it's great when you get to see me from 11 years ago, how much I've aged, but, you know.
that's all those punchki bombs you've been having. So.
Right.
Well, Mike Moyanis of Smalls in Hamtramck, the creator of the punchki bomb, so you can go there to Conant and have yourself a punchki with an extra kick. Hey, thanks for spending time with us on Stateside. Happy Punchki Day.
Happy Punchki Day. Thank you.
Punchki Day. All the tourists come Hamtramck's way. And I add 10 pounds to what I weigh.